When should palliative care be offered? Palliative care needs to be administered when an individual suffers from a persistent or terminal illness. Usually, the victims of this situation will either need medical attention to permanently eradicate the sickness or bear the discomforts. Palliative care can begin at any point in an illness. However, it is advised that this service starts shortly after the victims are diagnosed. Also, victims may experience sadness, irritations, tiredness, and anxiety at the early stage of the care. One of the responsibilities of the support team is to understand and support the patients and their relatives when these experiences occur. Patients do not have to leave their medical practitioners during palliative care or stop every ongoing treatment. It is also not an avenue for patients to lose hope of full recovery. Some individuals get cured of their ailments and are discharged from palliative care afterwards. Some might have to move in and out of palliative care at intervals, depending on their conditions. Palliative care is also helpful for the patient's relatives. It offers emotional support, as well as spiritual support. It also renders education on the health condition of their family member in palliative care. Factors to consider when planning a palliative care. Several factors should be considered when planning palliative care for a patient. Usually, the patient, the relatives, and the care team would need to discuss the needs, requirements, and conditions surrounding the service. Some of these factors include the patient's needs and preferences. It is crucial to consider the patient's needs. The patient is the receiver of the care. Therefore, their wishes and needs must be primarily considered before embarking on the care. Their well-being and comfort are driving components of their recovery and healing. Sometimes, they may choose to stop the care or adjust their preferences after the service has begun. This can be because of the severity of the side effects they are experiencing from their treatments. Their wishes should be met to avoid complications and adverse outcomes. The patient's health state and the accessible treatments. It is essential to discuss the nature and severity of the patient's condition. It will help the patient, the care team, and the patient's family members to appropriately select the best available treatments. Usually, there may be no specifications on the time frame for the care. However, the best decisions will be made. This consideration also allows the care team to educate the care receiver's relatives on the characteristic signs to manage them and avoid panic effectively. It is important to note that every decision should be based on the patient's and relatives' consent. Wrong notions about palliative care. There are some wrong notions and ideologies about palliative care. This is so because the term is often confused with relative terms like end-of-life care and hospice care. But the fact is that end-of-life care and hospice care are subunits of palliative care. Other wrong notions about palliative care are explained below. A palliative care patient is a hospice care patient. It is a widespread belief that anyone in palliative care is automatically in hospice care. However, the fact is that only individuals who have progressive conditions may have to be moved to hospice or obtain hospice care in their homes. Some individuals with chronic ailments usually get treated and cured only in palliative care without getting into hospice care. Palliative care does not involve relatives and friends. While professionals primarily render palliative care, patients' loved ones and colleagues also have roles in the service. Also, although the care is focused on the patients, it can be offered to their family members and friends whenever they need assistance. Palliative care prevents a patient from being treated by other health professionals. Palliative care allows its patients to receive treatments from other health experts. Since palliative care patients usually receive treatments to cure their conditions, they will need to be attended to by other health specialists. The primary essence of palliative care is to aid with managing pains and supporting the individual with taking care of themselves and performing household chores. A patient in palliative care has a short lifespan. Palliative care can be offered at any stage in an individual's sickness. This implies that while some individuals receive it very early in their diagnosis, others receive it much later. While some patients die after a long while of receiving palliative care, others do not die in the process. The lifespan of every palliative care patient largely depends on the nature of their sickness and the treatment they are receiving. Read more about other topics. Blog. Our office administrator Jake B. shares his journey with autism. Today we share the inspirational story of Jake Banbury, our office administrator at Leaf Complex Care in Exeter. Jake shares his thoughts on his aspirations, job responsibilities and experience working with his colleagues at Leaf Complex Care. Some of the uplifting stories Jake shares. Read more, blog Nocturnal Epilepsy and Nocturnal Seizures. Some people with epilepsy have daytime and nighttime seizures, while others only experience seizures during sleep. Nighttime seizures are also called nocturnal seizures. People with nocturnal epilepsy can control their. Read more, blog What are learning difficulties? A learning difficulty is a developmental difference that affects the brain's way of processing information. For individuals with learning difficulties, mastering some basic skills can be a longer and more. Read more.